Gimel. He says, "Hanichnas toch arba amos shel mace, o shel kever." If you're going near a mace or even to a kever, meaning a single person's buried there, even a child buried there, we'll see, and so on. Dino kishnichnas the basic kvaros. A single kever has a din like a basic kvaros, like you're asking before. Now, period, or a mace. B'makom shenu hagen lahaser tzitzis metalis a mace b'bayis. And like a new din, really. In a place where there's a minug, the minug is to undo the tzitzis of the deceased, it's still wise in the house. Ima katafim loshim tzitzis, if the, like the pallbearers and the people are carrying the bier with the mace on it. So, ika lamei chashbu mishum log the rush, they also should start their tzitzis in and they should be sensitive to log the rush. Even though it's not a basic kvaros, but just because you're carrying the mace is enough. And the Mishnah Berurah says here in the Sif Katan, hey? I see. So he says, I feel. Oh, because the girl. That's interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
all right. Yeah, okay. Anyways. Yeah, she'll. But you were asking about washing hands. Yes, like Kevra. Right. So, anyways, yeah.
That's so
oh.
Far, it looks like
we have to do so. Sifkatan, hey, we're getting ahead of ourselves. It says, Afilo b'kever shel katan, even if the kever was by non grown up, by a child, yish lahachmir. Right, not exactly. Not him, he wasn't chay mitzvahs. Yish lahachmir shum log the rush. It still might be considered log the rush. Deshem and nishmas adam gadol hu, which sounds like more like your talk here. Maybe, right? I admit it. Because maybe it was like a very chash of neshama that was here. Oh, Gilgal? What does he mean?
Because that's
what
the subject matters. Even if it's a
cotton,
it's not
included mitzvahs, you think
of.
Oh, it's a Gil. Oh. Maybe, yeah. That's funny.
That's the subject.
That's the second, yeah.
What are you saying?
He's saying maybe the neshama is the neshama of a grown up, even though the child is a child. The Gilgal. Well, I thought the idea was maybe it's...
I think
I see what you're saying. Maybe. Okay. That certainly sounds like Log the Rush is much more real.
Married woman... was a Gilgul of a man, and because he borrowed money in his previous life of this father of this boy, had to remarry him,
left
him money.
Again, I'm not. Coming in, I'm not suggesting this thing is schar onesh and gilgulim and neshamas. I would just simply saying. Okay. Oh, sorry. Okay. Oh, but there's. Yeah. I'm not discussing it. What? I know. Okay. All I'm talking about is log l'rush being is the issue is not really the dead person, but the living person. This sounds like we're concerned about the living person being the mace being, you know, really upset. Okay. Fine. Now. So Dino, I'm sorry, I skipped the middle sentence. That's all by a man. However, Abba Bekever Isha, if it's a woman's kever, the Bechaya Gam Kempatura, she was always putzer from tzitzis, and therefore not a problem. Leka Mishum Log the Rush, there's no problem with Log the Rush with her. By the way, that would also undermine my idea of that it's to remind you to do the mitzvahs. Because she's also being reminded to the mitzvahs.
Surprising.
It's this particular mitzvah she can't even chayam it. Okay.
But the truth is, why isn't he a private saint svara here? Maybe she's in the shama of
No, it's not the thing. That's not how it works. It's whatever your story is.
It's a mystery for women.
Boys don't come back as girls, and people don't come back as animals.
You can learn shargagulim, you can learn. That's how it goes.
It's not how it goes. There is something. We're not having Kabbalah class tonight, and we're not. I saw my buddy, one of my friends is giving a shiur on Gilgulim tonight. I don't know what the occasion was, but in any case, I just saw him. But anyways, I'll discuss that at the minute. If you want to know about Gilgulim, I'm happy to discuss it. But as far as I understand, you don't come back down as male and female normally. You don't come back or as animals normally. It's like a punishment.
Yeah.
A neshama has two halves to it. There's a male half and a female half. And when people get married, they come back together. You have a... But neshama is sort of genderless, but when you come down... Oh, okay, you know what?
No, I'm not getting into that.
Okay, point is... Point is...
Next
Shabbos night, Gilgulim. I'll send... My friend wrote a very nice paper on... A very nice thing on Gilgulim. Yeah. Where's the paper? I'll email it to you. You email, I'll send it up. Like mainstream, not like... Even the Derech Hashem discussed a little bit. It's, you know, it's interesting. Gilgulim...